Watch Party. Watch Party with Vic Naidu.
Welcome to this week's edition of Watch Party. So I do all the soul searching, deep diving, saving you time to peruse through what you should be watching this weekend. So this is your weekly TV guide with me, Vic Naidu. Coming up this week is the 3-week Netflix event that is Jean Yes, a Kanye trilogy launched with part one on Wednesday, the 16th of Feb. Jean Yes, a Kanye trilogy, is an intimate and revealing portrait of Kanye West's experiences, showcasing both his formative days trying to break through and his life today as a global brand and artist. Genius, a Kanye trilogy, begins in the late 1990s with West as an up-and-coming producer and ends in 2020 amid West's chaotic run for the presidency of the United States. Part 2 drops on the 23rd of Feb and Part 3 on the 2nd of March.
Hey, Kanye, how would you describe your album?
Man, I feel like it's a breath of fresh air.
Then we got my man Kanye. Tracks, man, hold on.
Well, I first put the camera on this up-and-coming producer back in 98.
Southtown made it down here, boy.
I knew he was destined for greatness.
And the reality show Love is Blind is now also in Japan. Love is Blind is Netflix's American unscripted series where singles who want to be loved for who they are rather than what they look like have signed up for a less conventional approach to modern dating. They hope to meet the person they want to spend the rest of their lives with without ever having to see them. No distractions from the outside world, the singles talk to a stream of potential love interests and then went back in the real world as the couples plan towards their wedding day, they'll quickly discover whether they can turn their emotional connection into true love before the fast approaching wedding ceremony. Love is Blind Japan is not dubbed in English, but it does come with subtitles. Here's a snippet of the trailer from the American series.
I haven't found someone that appreciates my love as much as I appreciate theirs. That's why I'm here.
I'm like really, really scared.
You guys think you're compatible? That is comical.
I'm not feeling the animalistic attraction that I want to feel.
I think I'm at a breaking point.
And it's part two. If you've missed part one of Watch Party, it's already up on ecr.co.za when you click on podcasts. Now, hilarious and unscripted, Murderville on Netflix is definitely something to add to your watch list. You'll meet senior detective Terry Seattle. For Terry, every day means a new murder case and a new celebrity guest star as his partner. But here's the catch. Each episode's guest star isn't being given the script. They have no idea what's about to happen to them. Together, the guest star and Terry Seattle will have to improvise their way through the case, but it will be up to each celebrity guest alone to name the killer.
What do we got here?
Stab wounds in her upper back.
Tough time imagining with just the outline.
Ken, get in the position and slowly be dying too.
You gotta keep track of the evidence. You have a notepad?
For Terry Seattle, every day means a new murder case and a new celebrity partner.
Okay, now a warning, this part is only for grown-ups, so if you have kids with you right now, you might want to turn off the radio and listen to the podcast later. I'm talking about the big one on Showmax right now, Sex in Afrikaans. In the groundbreaking docu-series Sex in Afrikaans, four Afrikaans couples and two singles with the help of clinical psychologist Bradley R. Daniel speak openly for the first time about their sex life, and in the process all to discover there is much more fun to be had. Featuring interviews with sex workers, adult shop owners, a unicorn, swingers, a cross-dresser, a dungeon master, people who dress up like babies, and others who prefer full-body latex suits. Sex in Afrikaans is an eye-opening tour of what your neighbors and co-workers get up to behind closed doors. Saturday's stock called a jaw-dropping, while IOL labeled it SA's most controversial TV series to date.
Sex is okay.
Afrikaans people and the adult industry, they go hand in hand.
Hierdie koeksister Tannie bestel die groot vibrators. Mense wou my
sien. Sex is not sex. It's an animal need.
And that's where we'll leave it today. Remember to send all of your recommendations to my producer, Rory, at ecr.co.za. Happy viewing!
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.